When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hello, everyone. So we were going to do a segment that Cindy had planned, and then I realized that it's been a minute since we've caught everybody up on how we're doing with Bishop, because Sarah decided she didn't like Scooty, and she didn't like Junior, so we're just going with her last name, which is Bishop. Bishop, who has assimilated amazingly well. Let's talk about what I've been through with Bishop in the last month, shall we? Let's start out with the pelvic exam that she scheduled for me when I needed some routine blood work. Ask me about that.
She's thorough.
Yeah, yeah.
Needed to happen.
I was like, hey, I need to get some blood work. Can you look for a lab? And so Bishop is like, oh my God, I found a lab 5 minutes away from you in Malibu. And oh, hi, Heidi. Welcome to the party. Please just, yeah, whenever you're ready. So she finds me a lab in Malibu and I'm like, oh my God, I've never been to this place before. This is awesome. This is 5 minutes away from the house. I have a really hard time with blood work, right? Like I just don't bleed. They can never get the vein. It's like a nightmare. Yeah. So it starts out, I get a stack of papers, literally like the Bible of Jillian, you know, like I swear to God, you know, when you were 2 days old, did you sneeze? How were you feeding on the bottle? Like, did you take the boob? Or it was insane. Like this whole medical history, I'm sitting there for an hour. I'm like, God, this is, what the hell is it? This goes on, get on the scale, put on this robe, jump in this chair. I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait, you had to put on a robe to get blood taken?
Oh, are you just now checking into this?
No, I've been listening.
Told you this happened to me already. Did you not care? I was violated. Where have you been? You've known this has happened.
No, I knew the blood story, but I didn't know you had to put on a gown to get blood taken.
I didn't need to put a gown on to get blood taken. They tried to give me a pelvic exam.
For real?
Yeah. Where the f*** have you been? Yes. Okay. And then I said, I'm confused. I only need blood work. And they said, you're establishing medical care. I said, I am not establishing medical care. And they said, well, we made it very clear to Sarah from your office.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Bishop. No. That the only way you could get blood drawn here is if you had established medical care. And I was like,
why don't you just go to Quest?
Why didn't I just go to Quest?
What's Quest?
It's a place that takes blood.
Why didn't you just go to Quest?
Oh, my God.
It's the last time you asked for my help on that one.
Oh, my God. Along the way, there have been many adventures where Bishop has sandbagged me in the first month. I can't even tell you. But then I have a little poker night, right? Just a calm, casual little poker night where Bishop comes to help me set everything up.
No.
Jake has taught me how to play poker. We have all these, you know, young kids. We're playing poker. I learned how to play poker. I'm very excited. And guess what Bishop does, guys?
Nothing.
Guess what Bishop does?
I win.
Tell her
win.
What she did, Jake.
Jake?
shotguns an entire bottle of tequila.
And then what happened?
proceeds to fall out of her chair a couple times.
Yep. And blamed it on the dog.
Yeah. And then I'm sitting next to her while it happened twice, so I feel like everyone's looking at me like, why don't you help this girl out?
You let me fall over?
I didn't let you. You decided to fall while I was helping you win $300.
You helped me win? Thank you.
I mean...
I don't remember that.
After it knows...
She should have just kept the money. She wouldn't have remembered.
And
yeah,
then...
I wouldn't have.
Then what happened? Were you there when it locked itself in my bathroom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we're all playing. We're finishing up the game, and everyone's like, wait a second. Sarah's been in the bathroom for quite some time.
Well, because the line for the bathroom was going around into the kitchen at this point.
I think I was roofied.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. So everybody's like, Jill, I think you need to get Bishop out of the bathroom. I'm like, what do you mean I need to get Bishop out of the bathroom?
No.
Bishop? Silence. Bishop! Like crickets.
Were you puking?
Nothing.
For the record, I had two drinks. Mm. Two. Mm. Yeah. Two.
It took three men to pick the lock on the bathroom. And I was like, dear God, everyone look away from when we open the bathroom door. And there's Bishop fully dressed in his center splits on the floor, rocking like a 6-month-old. Big shit-eating grin on her face. Hey, Jill. I'm like, oh, my God, Sarah. Open the door. She's like, hey.
I love that she keeps taking her headphones off as if she won't hear us in this room if she doesn't have them on.
Tell them what happened next, Bishop.
I have no idea.
It woke up in my son's sailboat bunk bed.
You promised.
I'm still a little pissed about the pelvic exam.
Clearly.
And when I pile drove my hip into the wall, and instead of calling 911, you took a video. So
it was good for the story.
Yeah. For the gram. It's all for the gram. Huh. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And then listen to this.
No.
And it knows how sensitive I am. And it shows up to my house sick. And it's sick now.
I just asked her if she was sick.
It's sick.
No, I have allergies.
No, you're sick. You're diseased. You know you're diseased. You know you shouldn't be here.
Maybe she caught my cold that no one else caught.
Well, you know, I do carry a hospital mask, so we could just put it on her.
Put it on,
I would love one.
Should we put that on her?
Yes.
Do you really carry one?
Of course.
I feel like it's too late for you now.
I'm Cindy. No, no one won't be able to hear her.
We'll be fine.
I'll just be a little muffled.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you
not
know?
Reach into my bag of tricks.
That Cindy. Oh. Cindy.
Oh my God, you really do.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Cindy, tell her a little bit about your training.
Well, I'm a member of CERT, which is the Community Emergency Response Team.
Oh.
We just had a refresher. Oh, I just knocked something out. Oh well. We just had a refresher recently, and we learned about tourniquets and active shooters.
Jesus.
Please
active
pass this
shooters.
Mask down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, it was actually very helpful. There's some videos online if anybody would like to check them out.
I don't want to watch a video about an active shooter.
It's what you do what in an emergency. The first thing you do is run. Just run. And the second thing would be hide. And then the next thing is if you're – the mask. Somebody take a picture.
Okay.
If you're trapped.
Over your nose,
yeah.
Right?
Well, he said one of the saddest things.
I've never put one of these on before.
Yeah. Please. I'm learning
one of the saddest things was at the Orlando shooting. Everyone out on the patio ran to hide in the bathroom, but there was an exit, a marked exit. They could have just – run out of that.
Really?
So like people freak out. Oh, they were telling us all like if you're trapped in a room, you need to just somebody make a plan right away on what you're supposed to of what you're going to do. Like throw shoes at the guy, turn out the lights, silence your phone.
Wow.
You know, just surprise them.
Silence your phone. Absolutely.
It was really cool. It was actually that's.
You know what? That reminds me. I actually have another segment that's totally unrelated to this, but I can't include it in the shitface Bishop opener. So
can we do another opener, please?
Why don't we take a break? Oh, we'll do another opener for another show. Right now, we're going to come right back. Okay. What's there to like about bra shopping? How about nothing? You just stare at a drawer full of bras with no idea how they're going to fit. And then you got to try them all on. And there's the sales lady that like barges in and it's embarrassing. Well, I just ordered mine from Third Love. And Third Love just added 24 new sizes, making them the industry leader with 70 sizes from AA through H. and band sizes up to 48. And since 50% of women fall in between sizes, Third Love invented half cup sizes, which makes so much sense. A Third Love bra is going to fit your size and shape, and it's super comfortable. All you got to do is find your fit online in under a minute and order your bras. No more stores. And they guarantee a perfect fit. Returns and exchanges are free and easy. Third Love knows there is a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian for 15% off today. Okay, this is actually a terrifying story. So I had a small procedure done on my leg, nothing major, but I was kind of laid up, right? So I was like being chill. I'm at home. Where were you, Bishop? And my brother was there helping me out, and Heidi was with Phoenix, right? So on a field trip, I guess, but I didn't know that yet. I knew she was with Phoenix, but I didn't realize they were on a field trip because she always volunteers at the school.
I got an award for that.
That you, by the way, didn't show up to claim. But that's
yeah, I didn't know it was a big deal.
Aww.
It was like a whole luncheon and everything. I got the newcomer award.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead.
Go. But you didn't even go.
That's so nice.
Which is kind of the whole point of the award is that you show up and you didn't show up.
Apparently Ken gave a really nice speech about me that I haven't heard.
Ken is Phoenix's kindergarten teacher.
Aww.
Who hates all of us, but apparently not Heidi.
I know. I was surprised.
Oh. Yeah, Ken's not really a fan. Have you ever heard that? Didn't we do a show about...
I think I grew on him.
That's because you show up, mm-hmm. but you didn't show up. Anyway, so I'm at home. I'm working on my emails, right? And I get this email that the school, my kid's school, had a lockdown.
Ugh.
And they're like, we had a lockdown today. And it was really vague, and it was like
so vague.
But everybody, which they're to this day, no one knows what happens because it happened because they're like so cryptic about it. They don't want it getting out, whatever the hell really happened. So they're like, "Oh, we had a lockdown today, but everybody did, you know, they did exactly what they practice in their drills, and you know, it's over now, and the suspect is apprehended, or the guy, the whatever." Guy, not suspect, like the guy who was.
Well, he'd still be a suspect.
He had a knife.
Yeah, even if they.
Not a gun.
A knife.
I don't know how true that is.
It was in Gianni. No, it was in their neighbor's backyard.
Wow, so they were actually, it wasn't like hold in place. It was an actual lockdown.
Shelter in place.
It was shelter in place.
Yes.
But wow.
But like, I didn't know what it was. I opened that up and I mean, I fucking flipped the fuck out. I was like, it's like, I can't imagine what parents go through that live through this. Like, because it already said it was over, but I was like, oh my God, like, what the, you know, and yeah. I called Heidi first thing and I was like, where are you? And she's like, I'm with Phoenix. And I was like, did you see that? You know, my brother was getting in the car. And she's like, we're at a field trip. And I was like, we're going to get blue, you know. And I'm like, we're going to get blue right now. And, you know, and they were like, everything's fine. No, yeah. I was like, we're going to get her. Greg was getting in the car to go get her. And Heidi's like, I'm almost at the school. Let me find out what happened. And... you know, then they're like, oh, they weren't talking as far as I know, right? They weren't telling you. Mm-hmm. So I called G, who was in the middle of a meeting, right? Because he was a volunteer sheriff. And I was like, oh my God, I was hysterical. I freaked out. Freaked out.
Yeah.
Like it was just way, way too close to home. Like I just freaked out.
Well, when they do that shelter in place, and it's funny, we had just talked about this in our
cert refresher,
that's to keep everybody where they are, we're out of danger because it means there's something going on
in the environment,
in the area. Yeah. Okay. So they'll lock down the school. They'll literally lock the doors. It's not the school on lockdown as much as it is you're safe in here. We're going to keep you in here. As opposed to active shooter in the school is on lockdown.
Okay.
Nobody, you know, nobody in, nobody out. And but it's no less frightening because you don't know if this person running around has a gun or if there's like 80 of them.
And I don't know what happened. And I'm like, I've got our 8-year-old at school by herself. Yeah. I don't know if she's hysterical. I don't know if she's okay. And so I'm like, Heidi's like, pulls her out of class. She's like, I think everything's okay. I'm like, get the child out of my house.
She didn't even have any idea.
They didn't tell them.
Mm-mm. No. That's,
so Heidi was like, please don't freak her out right now. She doesn't know. And I was like, I will not put her on the phone. And then she got on the phone and I was like,
she's like, what, mama?
Yeah. I was like, darling. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm in school. Like, dumb shit. And I was like, I just miss you. Mama needs to talk to you right now.
Oh, good for
you. She had no idea, though. She really didn't. And
they told me one kid in the class said, is this a lockdown? Oh, like, wow. One kid was sort of clued in.
Well, because they practice it so much. They must. Like, are we supposed to do our lockdown stuff?
Yeah, because they shut the door and they closed the blinds.
Lou thought it was a drill, though. And she was upset because a girl at school was mean to her during a handball. So, like,
oh, that's right.
So she gets off the phone with me and she's like, I'm a liar. And Heidi's like, oh, wait a minute. I'm getting her back. She just said she was a liar. And so Heidi puts her back on the phone. And I was like, what do you mean you're a liar, sweetheart? Trying to say, and she's like, gee, it was so mean to me. And I was like, oh, fuck. Now I got to But, I mean, I flipped, dude.
Yeah, that's got to be so
I
scary.
I flipped. And I can't even imagine. It made me for, like, I get it. The gun laws, obviously, I'm, like, at 100% pro common sense gun laws. Right. I don't, for the life of me, like, I don't care who you are. You don't love your gun as much as somebody loves their kids. And just nobody needs an assault rifle? Yeah, nobody needs that. I'm sorry. That's not sportsmanship. That's not anything. Yes, the Army.
Right.
In
that's all
freaking
it's meant
Fallujah.
For.
Yeah. You know, give it to a Marine all day long. But no citizen, like regular layperson, needs an assault rifle. You don't need one.
No.
Period. End of story. And like the background check stuff, all that stuff. And I thought to myself, if this had been what other people go through, like I can't even tell you, I would show up at Congress.
And they are.
Freaking out.
And that's, you can see, now, you can really see
this
why.
This is crazy. The corruption is insane. Like,
it's awful.
Babies are dying. Kids, like, I mean, I know it, I get it, I'm totally, like, anti, like, but to have it, that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
For even 2 seconds that something like that was close to my kids, even though it wasn't quite the same. It was obviously a madman, but for a minute I didn't know.
Because it wasn't specific at all. Like, we didn't know if someone had threatened to shoot. We didn't know if there was, like, a gunman. Like, we didn't know anything.
Yeah.
The only thing that it said was basically we had a lockdown or something for 10 to 15 minutes.
And we got the guy.
But everything's cool.
We got the guy. So you knew there was a guy. Yeah. And
anytime there's a school shooting, our friend Dawn she's like, how am I supposed to send my kid off to school this morning?
Yeah.
Like, she was telling us, like,
because you think to yourself, like, what are the chances?
Well, and even
until all
here,
of a sudden you get that email. And then I was like, oh, this is insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. It must be terrifying.
I all I can say, like, if there's any takeaway, man, like, I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. I don't care how pro Second Amendment you are. You do not love your gun as much as a mother loves her kid. You don't. So make the fucking sacrifice.
Yeah.
Period. Like, I'm not saying, you know, we have a gun at the house. We have one gun. We have a handgun. And it's in a fingerprint safe.
Right.
So the kids can't get it. Right. And it only comes out of that safe if we have, because Heidi and I were robbed. The guy broke into the house when we were in the house.
Yep.
By the way, we were nowhere near the gun, so it wouldn't have mattered. But nevertheless, like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, if we'd been in our bedroom, I would have taken the gun out of the safe and you know, gone downstairs, which I don't know how smart it is or isn't, but there's nobody needs an assault rifle.
No.
So
that mentality, I don't understand. As if
no,
well, if but it's protecting my right to have one. Nah, there are ways
But you don't. I don't. What
and
do
the
you
amendment
mean?
Was written for muskets. I mean, that's one of the best videos I've seen. Is
oh, the guy reloading.
Is the guy walking into his workplace shooting with a musket, and how long it took him to to reload it.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
Right?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. But I love it. It's like we've got laws on heroin. Like you can't buy a beer at 18, but you can buy an assault rifle.
We've got laws on. CBD oil is still a
oh my God.
Level one narcotic. I mean,
that's right.
Like, what?
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
It's so messed up. Can't take it.
No, me either. Let's make more fun of Bishop.
No. I don't want to.
All right, team. It's summer. And with all the summer barbecues, you want to stay on track and eat well. And that's why I'm obsessed with Daily Harvest. It's a subscription service that makes eating healthy easy with basically no effort. Daily Harvest delivers perfectly proportioned cups of frozen organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. They've got smoothies, functional lattes, soups, harvest bowls, overnight oats, and so much more. And you just keep everything in the freezer until you're ready to eat it. And then all you have to do is add water or your favorite type of milk to the cup, blend it, heat it, or let it soak. And it's ready in as little as 30 seconds. It's that easy. And it's the perfect thing to have on hand for those days when you just don't have the time to cook. I love the cinnamon protein banana overnight oats. Yum. They're so quick and easy, and I use coconut milk with that one, and it's delicious. So just go to dailyharvest.com, enter promo code Jillian to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code Jillian for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. That's daily-harvest.com. All right. This is so random, but so important. Who has spent or knows somebody who has spent thousands of dollars fixing their teeth?
Yeah.
Braces.
No.
Oh, braces.
You mean damage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm talking like cavities and freaking scrapings and
gum disease.
All kinds of that stuff. Yeah.
Missing teeth.
But, like, every time I talk to somebody, especially a young kid in their 20s, who, like, hasn't been to the dentist in 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, $11,000 worth of dental work. I know because I pay for it all the time. And it's like, you can avoid this stuff by taking care of your teeth.
Yeah.
Why don't people take care of their teeth?
Don't they say that it affects like your gut health? Like it's related,
oh
right?
Oh my Everything. God. I've read that it's related to heart disease and all kinds of stuff. But like if you don't want an $11,000 dental bill, like come on.
I like taking care of my teeth. I mean, I don't.
But do you do? Okay, understand. So do you do all the following? Number one, do you brush for 2 minutes in the morning and at night?
I don't time it. But
I mean, do you brush?
I brush really well, spit out, brush really well, then use a little tiny brush for my back molars.
Okay.
Wow, so you go foul.
You mean business. Yeah, are you flossing?
I floss every night and I do a gum massager thing every day.
Oh boy, too. All right. You're above and beyond.
I like now it. It feels good.
Now I feel less than.
I'll hook you up.
Yeah, look that up. but I find that people don't, like, they really don't. They're like, floss. I don't floss. And it's like
I didn't floss really that much before I met you.
I know, but
I was like, what kind of freak flosses every day? And then it turns out there's a lot of people that actually
You have to. Food gets in your teeth and it rots and it creates cavities between the teeth.
And bad breath, I guess.
And not only that, like when you're eating a bunch of junk food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or by the way, even when you're eating healthy, like if you're doing coffee or turmeric or matcha or red wine, you have to brush right away.
Yeah.
Or it messes up your teeth. It stains. You have to brush. I carried those wisps. I got massive packs of them on Amazon for like next to no.
What? No, I just think it's funny. Well, I just remember the 1 year my mom gave you, like basically a box of wisps because you couldn't buy them in the store anymore and you were bummed.
Can't. They're on Amazon. No.
And then my mom got you a box.
Yes.
I need to get those.
They're the best. Would you like one? I have one in my bag right now. In fact, I think I'm going to brush.
Let's all brush.
Yes, please.
Listen.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's my bag. Yeah, Bishop knows. Bishop.
Mm-hmm. She gave me 2 bags.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've almost gone through them.
She offered me one. I think I said no.
Shocker.
I should have said yes.
Agreed.
Because one of our
children. I'm the one that's going to have to pay for
one
it.
One of our children's breath is terrible all the time.
Yeah. Ugh,
stinky
pants.
I don't
know why.
Because it won't brush its teeth properly.
They like walk around while they brush their teeth. And like do other things.
I'm in the middle of a segment here.
I'm talking about toothbrushes.
Do they have electric toothbrushes?
Oh, God.
Those are the. That's the best segment.
We're talking about toothbrushes. Sarah just got a new toothbrush. Yeah. She's excited about
it. It's electric. I've always had an electric toothbrush. I think that's key. Do it.
Yeah, they do make a kid's one.
I'm about to
we
get
should do
to
that.
The,
okay, go
all right,
ahead.
Go.
Okay. Make sure that you get plenty of fruits and vegetables and vitamins and nutrients because it helps keep your gums and your teeth healthy. And don't eat a bunch of garbage, people. Come. Guys.
I don't know if they can hear it. I can totally hear it in the headphones, all the brushings. All the brushings.
And get your regular, go and get your cleanings. Because
yes.
If you get your cleanings, it doesn't build up on there.
Yeah,
God.
I've skipped. There was a couple of years where I skipped.
Oh,
and
man.
Then you have to go back because it hurts
man.
So bad.
Oh,
you
man.
Go so deep
yeah.
that you can
scalings.
Only do
it. Is it called scalings?
Yeah, and you
yep.
do like a quarter at a time.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back four times, it's horrible.
Scrape, scrape, scrape.
That's why I now do all the things I do.
Yeah. And, all right, now we're going to talk about actual brushing. Have you picked the wrong toothbrush?
Mm.
Yeah. It says, all right, so this is off, I believe it or not, the guy that I'm working with on the book also writes for WebMD, and he's like, it's amazing how like stringent they are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. About their content. Okay. So the size of your brush matters, it says, especially if you have a smaller mouth. So make sure to get, like, if you have a tiny little mouth, a smaller brush, bigger mouth, bigger brush. The type of bristles, you shouldn't get those like soft bristles, they say, are better than hard bristles because
yeah.
the hard bristles can damage your gums
yeah.
and soft bristles are more bendy and can get underneath there and clean out the stuff under the gums. And don't go too crazy short. Don't go to town on your teeth because, again, it can damage the tissue if you scrub too much. Don't rush. 2 minutes each time. I'm not done.
I'm going to time it and see how long I do it.
How long do you really?
I don't
know.
Do you time yours?
They make toothbrushes with timers in them.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh,
yeah. Don't hold on to your toothbrush too long. Do you know how many times I have to change Stinky Pants' toothbrush head?
Oh, I thought you meant hold on to while you're brushing your teeth. 3 months, right?
I would always have to change your toothbrush head.
I don't notice these things.
You don't notice anything. You don't notice cheese on the inside
there
of your
are other
window
in
the car.
Going on in my head.
You don't know. There's nothing that, like, literally.
Well, thank God for you then. I'm so lucky.
What an asshole.
No, I'm being serious.
That's being a dick.
The razor, the toothbrush.
Whatever.
Refrigerator.
You go back and
cabinets.
Forth. Don't go back and forth. You want to go at a 45 degree angle, actually. Mm. Yes.
Don't go back and forth. Oh, that's, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It says massage, not scrub. Start from the gum, go up and down, and then you also, as they say, go 45 degrees. And don't forget the gum line where bacteria hangs out. And use the angle. See, here's the part about the 45 degrees. So floss. Brush at 45 degrees. 2 minutes.
Got it.
Come on, man.
45 yeah. degrees.
They also say use a fluoride-enriched toothpaste. Mm. I just don't know. I know because
of
the fluoride.
I don't do fluoride.
I know.
I don't use fluoride.
I know, but the dentist will tell you, like, I know, it's such a controversial.
But I haven't used it for a long time, and I haven't gotten cavities. But then again, I grew up probably with fluoride water. And,
we have, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you take fluoride tablets? We didn't take fluoride tablets. It's
really?
Cool. Every day.
It's amazing you're still alive.
I stashed them in the back of my desk.
Smart.
I didn't take them.
Wow.
One time they all fell out, though. Yeah. Weird though, huh? Now that I think
Damn
about it.
Damn, did you take fluoride?
Yeah, it's cool. They
school?
Passed them out to everyone. Isn't that weird?
They were trying to annihilate you.
Maybe they were really like, you know, downers to kind of call
everyone. Oh my God. Yeah. They were little purple pills.
Yeah, sure. They're fluoride.
Eating yellow purple pills. Do you even
Sing
know that
it.
Song? Do you know it? Do you know it? Do you know it? Do you know it?
Maybe
know
if
it?
I heard it, the real version.
Oh, I'm done. I get so many questions about healthy eating, and now that summer's here, I know everyone is doing their best to eat right. Well, Sunbasket makes it so easy and convenient to cook healthy. They work with the best farms and suppliers to bring you fresh, clean ingredients like organic produce, antibiotic and hormone-free meats, wild-caught seafood, and it's delivered right to your door. Sunbasket gives you so many choices, from menu options to recipes. Everything, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, and so many others. And you get 18 different recipes to choose from each week. They've got some awesome summer dishes that are so easy to make, like SoCal fish tacos with avocado and lime yogurt, or the fast Greek orzo salad with white beans, tomatoes, and feta. And trust me, you're not too busy to cook because you can make a Sunbasket meal in under 30 minutes. And to make it even simpler, Sunbasket is delivered with pre-portioned ingredients and clear nutrition information so you know you're eating right. Just go to sunbasket.com/Jillian today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Jillian for $35 off. sunbasket.com/Jillian. I think you should know that I am getting the best night's sleep ever on my Casper mattress because it's so comfortable. Like, I don't even want to get up in the morning. Not because I'm like unhappy or anything, just because my mattress is so bomb. And Casper products are designed to mimic human curves so that all kinds of bodies get supportive comfort. How do they do it? Well, they combine a couple different types of supportive memory foams that give the mattress a great surface with the right amount of sink and bounce. And mattresses are also breathable to help you sleep cool and regulate your body temperature all night. It's designed, developed, and assembled in the U.S., delivered right to your door in a small, like, how's that possible size box. And when I got mine, I thought, like, maybe they sent me pillows or something, but the entire mattress was in there. And it's awesome. And there's free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. So you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial. Get $50 off select mattresses by visiting casper.com/Jillian and using the code Jillian at checkout. That's casper.com/Jillian, code Jillian. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Da-da-da. Cha-da-cha-da-cha. I'm ready.
It's time for email.
Hey.
Jillian.
Yes.
Okay. So we get a lot of questions to you for, like, what you think about things, you know? So let's try asking you this one. So Amber would like to know, do you have suggestions for a good way to boost energy pre-workout that does not involve caffeine?
Beets. And hydration.
Beets?
Not Beets by Drake, but just actually B-E-E. Yeah.
Jake likes beets.
Yeah. I love beets.
Beets are really good endurance. They've got nitric oxide. Beets.
You know, there's a
beets,
a white
proper
beet.
Hydration, and sleep.
That sounds like you could just do like a
pickled egg sandwich.
Or beet smoothie.
Yeah. Ooh. Or beet juice.
Beet shots.
Beet
They're
shots,
expensive,
okay.
Though.
Shots?
You could juice your own beets.
The beet shots are expensive.
Was it just juice?
Beet juice. There's like an Aces something shot. It's like $6 a shot.
Why?
I don't know. It's too rich for my blood.
How much juice comes out of one beet?
Not enough.
I just got beet juice from the farmer's market at the Grove. It was beet, carrot, and ginger, and that's all it was. And it was like a big old 20-ounce thing for $5.
What?
That's really good, too.
Yeah, but it's predominantly carrots, I bet.
Yeah.
I mean, even if there's two beets in there, I made, you know, got a good deal.
You
on your favorite subject, cellulite.
I'm ready.
Michelle would like to know, does cutting estrogen-rich foods help eliminate cellulite?
No.
Because if it did, I would do it.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah. Unfortunately, like, it's connective tissue. You can't hydrate. I mean, no.
Why is it when you're pregnant you get cellulite like on your arms and a lot of it and then it goes away?
I don't got an answer for you on that, woman. That was maybe just
really?
You.
Mm-hmm. No, Heather got it too.
Well, she's your identical twin.
But I think it's normal.
Which is pretty much you.
I freaked out because I was thinking, is this going to be here forever? And then I Googled it and then they said it's normal and it goes away.
I don't know.
Because whatever makes that go away, maybe that could make other go
Shit,
away.
I'll get unpregnant any day of the week. Oh, wait, I'm not pregnant.
Well, I think this sounds like you could actually be onto a new market.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that pickle forking thing will work. I'll let you know once my legs aren't purple. Jesus.
I can't even imagine that this could possibly, like, it made perfect sense when they were explaining it to me, right? Like, oh, we go in and we just cut the tethers and it's like releasing it. And I was like, well, that makes perfect sense until.
But then I Googled it and I was like, I don't see anything on this. Are you sure?
Yeah, it started its Googling.
I don't like the name of it.
Heidi's lost all her credibility with me because if I could tell you how many times it's diagnosed.
She'll tell me something and then say, don't Google.
Oh my God. Like I had to get this blood work from the pelvic exam that Bishop set me up for.
And, you're welcome.
And, thank you. Yeah. And I literally was like purple, my whole arm from here to here. And I had so much pain going from my shoulder through my elbow around the top of my forearm. And I was like, Jesus, I think they nicked the radial nerve or something. It's just like killing me. The next thing I know, I get a flurry of texts from Heidi about how I need surgery. It's not going to fix itself. And I was like, do me a favor. Put your phone down.
Well, I said, well, this was car Googling, and I didn't have a chance to totally
car
research it. It was just like quick Googling. Google. I said, just wait. I'm going to Google.
Yeah.
Okay. But it went away. She's fine. And she doesn't have yellow fever either.
Yeah,
yellow oh, my God.
She's diagnosed me with yellow fever before.
Well, we won't be calling her Dr. Heidi.
In Peru.
Oh, okay.
In Peru, I wasn't feeling good.
I thought you meant like here.
Altitude sickness, and it diagnosed me with yellow fever.
She was so sick.
Yeah, but
that's not the point.
It was possible.
And then she's like this. Oh, my God. This is fatal. I can't.
I was worried.
And then she's like this. I am nothing like your mother. My mother is exactly like this. Oh, my God.
You
like,
know,
literally. You could get a fucking mosquito bite and my mom would be like, that is MRSA. Like, you can't.
But I give you the worst and then it's better. You know?
Ah, oh, yes. Right. So, yeah. Katrina would like to know if you can go over the supplements that you take each week.
Oh, man.
And why?
A lot.
You should just take a picture of it.
Do you have like, this on a Bishop blog somewhere videos. She could look at?
Bishop, you want to tell them what we take?
What is wrong with me? Bishop, where my coffee?
And it just sounds like you've been tired all month by the
I guess
time
your
these
supplements are not helping.
No.
Clearly.
I think it's the healing from my pickle forking of my ass. That's probably the problem.
Which is going to make no sense unless I put this with the segment that explains that.
People will be like, pickle forking, what's that? And then they'll find nothing.
Yes, because it doesn't exist.
What was the question again?
Well, she also wants to know how much fruit you should actually eat each day and week.
Okay, supplements. I take a multi, a fish oil, a probiotic. I take a greens powder with moringa, spirulina, chlorophyll, E3, all those algaes. I take a reds powder with all those antioxidants. I take a lipospheric vitamin C. I take a collagen blend.
Reishi.
I take a bunch of different mushrooms. She's right. A mushroom blend.
No wonder
there's a blog post
hungry.
On it.
Hey, really?
I'm not.
There's a blog post on it? Okay, so check out Jillian's blog for this.
At JillianMichaels.com.
Yep. And so
yeah, Bishop made me do a blog post.
And do you take them all at one time?
You get,
no,
get throughout the day. It's a lot, yeah.
And how much fruit should you eat?
I just say, honestly, like it's not a should or shouldn't. I mean, it obviously, fruit is not the devil. There was someone posted on my page and fruit is not the devil. When you start cutting out things like fruit, you're losing phytonutrients and digestive enzymes. It's stupid. Like, if you eat within your calorie allowance and you blend your macros in every meal with protein, fat, and carbs, you'll be 100% fine. It's when you're housing giant containers of juice that are pure sugar, no fiber, and processed, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not a should, shouldn't. To work it into a calorie allowance with protein and fat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have... Okay, so Karen.
What was that?
Was it someone's stomach?
Was it a tiger? What was that?
My mic was off for a second. I don't know.
Did you, Jake? Because normally I would have thought it was your stomach.
I wonder if that came across.
No.
It sounded like. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We heard no. Kevin and I heard no such thing.
Oh, well.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Cindy. Go ahead.
So Karen
yeah.
says.
Uh-huh.
because I find that my blood sugar drops after I exercise, and I really want to be careful what I eat immediately following a workout to maintain energy throughout the day.
Yeah.
She usually has like a smoothie with banana protein powder, peanut butter, chia seeds.
Is there a question here,
My
Cindy?
Blood pressure is messed up. This is background information.
She wants to know what to eat after she works out.
She said, should she be worried about hypoglycemia or other health issues?
No, eat every 4 hours. And the key with fitness is just don't eat like 45 minutes to an hour before you work out.
Okay.
Like, there's no such thing as a post-workout meal.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a bodybuilder trying to gain tons and tons of muscle. Every 3.5 to 4 hours. 3 to 4.
How soon do you have to eat after you work out?
You don't. That's the thing. That's my point.
I'm never hungry.
So, like, think about it like this. Like, let's say we ate at 9, worked out at 11. Well, you're done and you shower and you clean up. You're eating. It's 3.5 hours after your first meal. Mm-hmm. So, or like, let's say we worked out at, we ate at 12 and worked out at 1:30 or worked out at 1. You have an hour. Okay. It's 2. You wait until it's time to eat again. 3 hours would be an hour post, an hour and a half. So you shouldn't wrap your meals around fitness. It's absurd.
Mm.
It's a fallacy. It's the myth. It serves no purpose. The whole key with eating is to stabilize blood sugar. So if you're eating for exercise, like the only person that would do that would be a bodybuilder. There's no reason for that.
Yeah, and it sounds like if her blood sugar is so messed up with things, she should see a doctor about whatever might be going on there.
Well, I think so, Cindy.
Yeah.
Oh,
careful.
That was close.
That. This random foot that just shot up from the vicinity of Jillian's chair almost knocked
my Bob Ross
mug onto the ground.
Great, it would have been shattered. So
I think we're done here.
We're done.